Alleged defamation. It is not true. Journalist was not harassed nor extorted. Senator Bassey Otu by Cross River Watch admin. Senator Bassey Otu, the former lawmaker accused of spearheading the arrest and extortion of Ekpo Victor Itah, publisher of Cross River Times, has described the report as untrue. Senator Otu stated this through his lawyer, Barrister Ekpenyon Akaba, while narrating what had transpired in a telephone interview with Cross River Watch, said Mr. Itah is painting a pathetic picture to attract sympathy. Barrister Ekpenyon said the police never harassed nor extorted the journalist as insinuated, adding that he was let go after making a statement regarding the allegation of being used to defame the character of Senator Otu. According to him, investigation shows that Silverbird Jide Onyanira worked with Silverbird Ekpo Itah in Calabar. That the strategy is, they sit down in Calabar and generate information so that they won't be caught. They send it to Lagos to Jide, and Jide will now call a blogger here in Calabar, send money using David Takon's name to publish. At that point, Ekpo Itah was mentioned. When they updated me, I told Ekpo Itah that I will personally call him and come with him to the police because he's my friend. And the police said if I can do that, I should let them know. So, I called the police and I called Ekpo Itah. He said he was in his office. The police came and we blew in his car to the station. When he made his statement, because he was becoming uncomfortable, I said, no, you are my brother. Go and tell them what you know. And I can assure you, you are coming back together because people are always afraid of how Nigerian police will behave at the end of the day. I was with him and another colleague of his, Ekpo Okon Eded, who is an asset to the governor. He was the person who took him on bail as a reliable shorty. I, Ekpo Itah and Okon Eded together came out from the station. We even had lunch together. He further stated that, I want to clear that impression of how he was harassed. There was nothing like harassment. In my own eyes, it was even him that told the IPO, when you are free to come to my office, I will give you 10,000 naira. There are linkages between Hope Obeten of Calabar Blog, Ekpo Itah of Cross River Times, the Jide in Silverbird Lagos, and the person that did the disclaimer. Because I don't see Ekpo Itah doing anything against Senator Bassey Otu. That is why Prince Otu have nothing against him. I don't see the boy in Abuja, Godfred Obeten, doing anything against Prince. There is someone behind all these people that is the bigger masquerade that is sending out this defamatory information against his image just to see how his reputation he has built over the years can be dragged into the mud. It is not something we just close our eyes. It is unethical for you to publish such defaming information from a source you cannot hold to say this is the publisher or writer. The way Ekpo Itah is painting it to people is untrue. How the police are harassing him and all that is untrue. We know his name is Virus, and we know too well that Cross River Time is his platform. We also know he works with Silverbird. Anyone is a suspect until proven otherwise. I escorted him there knowing the position of the law, made sure he came out, and we did not spend up to 30 minutes or 1 hour at the station. We should be truthful even in the face of whatever we are experiencing. If you on your own decide to give the police money, maybe you are afraid because I did not see any other pressure or bail. Concluding, he said, we are just trying to use the police by way of investigation to see if we can get to the source. Jide now is on alert because we have also given a signal to the Lagos Police Command. He is not taking his calls. I want you people to make the public understand that there is misinformation with the subject at hand as far as blackmail is concerned, because his platform was used and there is a link between him and Silverbird. Having worked with Silverbird, and this is coming from a staff of Silverbird called Jide. Hope Obeten of Calabar Blog has admitted that they published wrongly about Prince Otu and they apologized. and he, Ekpoita, promised to apologize after he was released from the police. He is coming to give false information. It is not true, and I want that to be quoted categorically. This is the voice of Patrick Obiang.